kitchen having a drink, and then suddenly there was a big rumble, like a really low-flying plane, and looked around, couldn't see anything, and that's all we heard for a bit. Then there was another rumble, maybe a minute or two later, and that was the last we heard of it until we got down and then heard the news. You know, we haven't heard, like, sirens or anything. It's been quite calm.
Tell us a little bit about the area, about the terrain that you're in. It's populated with ski resorts, so obviously mountainous.
Yeah, I mean, it's very mountainous. Most of the mountains are about 3,000 metres. It's kind of, from what I can tell, it's come down between where we are and Dean Laban, which is the further southwest. It's kind of towards the foothills a bit more in that direction, but it's still very high. Probably quite difficult to access some of the areas.
Indeed. You haven't seen anything then. You heard the rumbles and possibly the impact from the way you described it, but there's no smoke in the sky near where you are or anything like that.
No, there's no other indications of anything going on. It's really very calm here.
And what's the weather like, Ollie, today?
It's slightly, but overall it's pretty hot and nice and warm and sunny, really.
Is it a sort of popular flight path? I mean, do you have aircraft going overhead most of the time?
We don't notice them so much. I mean, they're quite high when they reach us, so we don't really, you know, we do see them occasionally, but it's not non-stop. It's not like we're under Heathrow or something.
Sure. And how out of the ordinary was that rumbling sound that you heard? Did you sort of look at your companions and wonder what it was? Was it sufficiently incongruous for your suspicions or your antennae to be around?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely noticed it, and I did wonder what it was, and we looked around for a plane and obviously didn't see anything at all in the sky. It was quite cloudy at the time, especially we were quite high up, so we literally just didn't see anything, but yeah, it was a very loud rumble.
And knowing the area as you do, how feasible is it that the aircraft could have come down somewhere utterly inaccessible by road, for example?
I mean, we are quite far south, so there's quite good access to most of it. You know, there'll be a tractor to somewhere. It could be not near a major road, but it should be able to get to it, I would have thought.